You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Kia ora e te whanau, kei te whakarongo mai nei ki te reo irirangi pōho. You're on 95BFM Breakfast. On the line, we have got Amber Carly Williams. Kia ora, Amber, how are you this morning?
Morena, I'm good. How are you?
Good. It's lovely to speak with you about a fantastic single that you've just released called Kids on the Internet. How are you feeling having this song in the world?
Oh, such a nice relief. It's been a big break that I've had from releasing music, so it's nice to finally have some new stuff coming out. Very exciting.
That is a good feeling. What was the pause for you? Were you sort of writing or working on a new sound, or what was the kind of, I guess rest period almost?
I think a little bit of everything, to be honest, but because I had an EP come out when I, like, 4 years ago now, so when I was just finishing high school, and then I wanted to just spend a bit of time just focusing on writing and performing and getting stuff underway for, you know, just growing and things like that, kind of behind the scenes. But then I also took quite a while to find the right producer to work with, so that was like a bit of a, that was like a 2 year journey.
Yeah.
And we got there.
You gotta find the right people who get what it is you're trying to say. Who have you been working with on this one?
I was working with so my friend Terence from Ototahi. We had mutual friends through the jazz school here. So we just started working together and clicked really well. So it was like, sweet, this is the one.
That's so nice. It feels good when you're like, oh, it was in my backyard all along, was the right person to work on this project with.
Yeah, 100%. Because I was reaching out to people in Auckland and I was trying to find people abroad, but I was like, oh, it's just expensive or I can't find the right kind of vibe. So it was really nice to be like, oh, here all along.
right here at home, exactly.
Yeah.
When you're writing, what's your process like? Are you someone who knows what it is you're trying to say when you sit down and write, or do you kind of let the song reveal it to you? How does it look in your writing world?
I think I usually sit down to write when I do feel like, okay, I've had this thought or I've had something on my mind that I do need to get out. It's more of like I have to process what I'm feeling or what I've just gone through my writing. So I think it's always a very genuine, like, necessary thing for me. That usually I don't write particularly often, but I find that when I do write, it's very, like, I'm always pretty happy with it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I give myself space away from it, and I, like, have more to write about, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know, whereas I guess some people are more like, write every day and get better, and I find that if I do that, I just run out of ideas too quickly.
Yeah, totally. There's no right way to do it, is there? You just got to find what works for you, and that sounds like a really like, cool process that you're, you know, finding really fits your style of creating. When it comes the music side of things, what's the process like there? Do you have friends that you bounce ideas off? Are you someone who sort of works out a melody on your own? What's that look like?
I always write by myself, like, so I play guitar, or I might pick up a piano, but usually just guitar, and come up with some chords, and then usually melody and words will kind of come at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And I have done some sessions and, like, songwriting weeks and things like that, which have been really fun, but I find it so much easier to just write with myself. I think there's that lack of judgment.
Yeah.
There's not so much judgment, I guess, when you're by yourself. Not to say that anyone is judging you, but you always, you know, can be a bit conscious of that.
Oh, totally.
So I always write the song primarily by myself and then take it to the producer.
Yeah.
Usually.
And see what that kind of conversation ends up looking like. When you are working with the producer, do you sort of go in being like, this is the vibe I'm wanting, or do you kind of see what Terence is bringing to you and then work from there?
I think for this, we worked on this these coming songs for, you know, quite, you know, like, just over a year. So it was a long process of sort of figuring out each other's way of working, but he, the whole time, was respecting everything I wanted, which was really cool. But then I think just allowing myself to step back as well and trust his process and what he thinks is going to work. And then if I come back and hear it and I'm like, oh, yeah, I don't know about this, he's very happy to, like, let go of certain things if I don't like them and whatnot. So it's a little bit like of a back and forth. Here's the song, let's try this. Cool. And then he'll add some things and be like, sweet, or it's not sweet, or whatever.
Nice. It sounds like a really healthy conversation you've got going there. What's this track about, Kids on the Internet? What were you thinking about when you sat down to write this one?
So this was a few years ago I wrote this one, and it was after observing some young people around me, like in the family or just, you know, in general, kind of just realizing the difference in when I grew up, which wasn't even, you know, long ago, compared to kids growing up now, and the necessity of having a device and, like, always needing something to do, like, short attention span kind of thing. And I was like, whoa, it's so different. And it's so interesting how quickly it's changing. So I just kind of wanted to write on that in that moment.
Yeah, it's a really interesting thing. And it does, as you say, it's very, like, almost exponential change in that. So, yeah, totally a fascinating subject to be writing around. I think we should have a listen to Kids on the Internet now. Amber Carly Williams, thank you so much for speaking with us this morning. When are you sort of thinking you're trying to have this EP out?
So I've got a couple more singles on the way, and then the EP will be out by summer, start of summer.
Very exciting. Yeah. That is really cool to see. Hey, thanks for speaking with us this morning, and we will talk to you again soon. Take care.
No worries. Thank you so much. We'll see you next time.
Impossible to teach. Call it misery with means of staying alive. Your parents answer the phone in one moment, but you're still just as alone. Maybe in a workout, but please don't. That call shouldn't last too long, but in that time your baby's going through it all. Maybe it'll work out, but please don't.
Thinking.
That is the wonderful Amber Carly Williams with a brand new track called Kids on the Internet. Thanks so much to Amber for speaking with us this morning. You can grab that in all the usual places, various streaming services, Bandcamp, etc. And you can also follow her on Instagram if you want to stay up to date with her music releases. She's just Amber Carly Williams on Instagram if you want to find her cool stuff.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.